It's my pleasure to welcome in the MVP from the 1998 state-winning basketball team, the Chelan Goats, and that's Phil Cullen. Phil, welcome, and congratulations. That must have been fun out there.
It was fun. It's always good to see some familiar faces, and teams are special. And anytime you can revisit to celebrate something that you guys did collectively as a group, as a whole, it means a lot. So tonight was special to a lot of different people, not just us, but the community. Never forget when we were over there, it felt like the whole town shut down and everybody came over to watch. So, you know, we were part of something a lot bigger than ourselves, and we're really excited to be able to share that again.
How about that impromptu after party when you won state and it filled up the ballroom, and I think it was the Sheraton Hotel or something. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember it. But again, it was just the community getting excited and just back in the program. But you know what? I think, you know, back in the day, and you look at, you know, where basketball is, and Chelan's got something right here. And it's the community really that really sticks with us, and coming back to it's a special deal, and it's got a special place in our heart. But yeah, the ballroom was something else. It was fun.
What was it like here tonight? You had 8 of the 12 members. That's a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, it's, you know, we were hoping to get a couple others. Yeah, had some stuff come up, so not everybody could be here, but we've been on a group chat together, so it's been fun catching up that way as well. But it's fun to see guys, you know, just being successful or wherever they're at in life. But just, you know, being good dads, good parents, and good husbands and stuff. And it's just been fun to see everybody grow in a good way.
I know you got to all get together prior to this up at Coach's house. I was sorry I couldn't make it. It would have been fun, but I was here for the girls' game. But got to blow off a little steam before you came here and accepted the award.
Yeah, you know, that's why this Chelan's such a unique community. It's not just about the game, but it's about the people. And anytime you can just get together with the people and relive some memories. And, you know, I was telling my son, who's 6 years old, I was like, you know, when I was in second grade, I graduated with the kids I started with. And that is so rare. And so you got a lifetime of memories, not just a couple of years, not just a season in basketball, but you got lifetime friends for life. And you cannot see people for 15, 20 years come back, and you just know who they are as people. And so that's what's fun about coming home.
The list of inductees tonight, I'll tell you, what a list. I mean, you think about Frank and all those wrestling state championships, and then what he did at the collegiate level, and Kelly Bowers to win state 4 times, and Tyson McGuffin to win state a couple of times, and go on to be a dominant pickleball player on the national and world landscape. Of course, Joey Buckets, what he's doing now in the NBA. That was quite the illustrious list.
No, it was an unbelievable group. You know, I can remember when we first moved here, my mom and dad were teachers, and Frank Velasquez was just a heck of a guy. But he just dominated the sport. And it was so fun to kind of see that success and the community get around him. And that old gym would get hot and sweaty, and they had the regionals, and he would just dominate. And I can remember as a kid sitting there, my mom and dad keeping score. But it's just fun memories to be able to come back and celebrate with the community.
Got a chance to see your dad down at the volleyball state tournament. Always good to catch up with dad. And he's got a new job, I know, working out of Wenatchee. So hopefully we'll see him back here at some point.
Yeah, no, it's always good to come back. We're hoping to get back up here as well.
Oh, that would be nice. Have a quick question for you before you go. What are the photos that's synonymous with winning state that year? Was the gold ball and the group of you players standing there? You were one of them. And then this little squirt guy underneath kind of looking up at the ball. That's the little guy that just had his jersey retired tonight, Joey Buckets Harris.
He's a special kid, and he's becoming an even better man. And so, being in the industry and kind of being in the NBA and hearing stories of who Joey is as a person just really reflects the community in the highest regard. But it's just an honor to be around him. He's a humble guy, but it's a reflection of Coach, this community, and I just wish Joey all the success in the world.
All right, Phil, I'm going to let you go hang out with the buds. Thanks so much for coming by. Appreciate it.